Blog for He's So Worth It Ministries, January 15th, 2020. 5 tips in adjusting to change more quickly. Are you struggling with the changes life brings? Are you having trouble accepting what God has allowed? Perhaps a hardship has radically changed your life. Change is never easy, and sometimes it just takes a while to accept our new circumstances. But if we don't adapt, we will be swallowed up by them. I personally have had drastic and difficult changes in my life over the last few years. The loss of my soulmate in 2010, selling my beautiful home and garden in 2016 to live in an apartment, the loss of some important relationships, moving out of state, not to mention all the things going on with this ministry. My life is so different now. Some of these changes have been good, really good. Others, extremely painful. Most of us don't like change, unless it's our choice. Change is hard and inevitable. I heard it once said, how well you deal with change reveals the level of your maturity. It's time to grow up and accept change. Gratefully, you and I don't have to adapt to these changes alone. If you are a child of the King, you have the incredible power of God residing within your very being. We can grow up and learn to accept the certainty of change despite the uncertainties it brings. Here are 5 tips that will enable you to adjust to change more quickly. Number 1, remember that variety is the spice of life. Life would be boring if everything and everyone remained the same. Number 2, God is unchangeable. Life may be full of variants, but God isn't. He said in Malachi 3:6, I, the Lord, do not change. Number 3, we're not in control, but a good, wise, and loving God is. If we know, love, and trust the One causing or allowing the change, we can learn to relax and not get all stressed out. God's ways are best, even when we don't understand or like them. So let us be like King David, who said, the Lord is my rock in whom I take refuge. Psalm 18:2. Number 4, we will be changed and become more like Christ. Acceptance is really just another word for submission, which is what Jesus did his entire life. As we gaze upon Christ in his word, we will be transformed as our minds are renewed. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. 2 Corinthians 3:18. Now this next one may be new to you. Number 5, change is healthy. Did you know that doing something new stimulates the brain and keeps it young? Science has shown that even doing something old in a different way grows brain cells. Ever notice how invigorated you feel when you plan a vacation? Why is that? Because it's something new and different. It's so amazing that God has designed our brains that way. It's also been proven that complaining negates the process of stimulating the brain and actually kills brain cells. Wow, that in itself is good enough reason to become more grateful. We can use these scientific facts to our advantage. Instead of allowing the vacillating nature of life to cause us anxiety, we can use it as an opportunity to grow. We are new creatures in Christ. That in itself is a very exciting biblical fact. Seeing the potential for growth in ourselves can spur us on to accept change and even to make changes. So, my friends, focus on the good that change can bring. It'll energize you onto new heights, new experiences, new ways to glorify God, new people to help, and new joys. You'll need that as you go through new pains and new trials. So sing a new song with me this year. Oh, come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Psalm 95, 1-2.